This is Checking In with State Representative Chad Reichard of the 90th Legislative District in Franklin County. Representative Reichard, welcome to this report to your constituents and neighbors. Well, Chad, this week it's July 4th weekend. There's one of those deadlines that every year seems to be in danger of being missed, and it looks like we're missing it again. That's the state budget deadline. What is the latest?
Yeah, good morning, Chuck. So what's the old Yogi Berra quote? It's deja vu all over again. So I guess this is our fifth year of not having an on-time budget in Pennsylvania. So, and a mandated deadline has once again come and gone. Now it sounds like negotiations with leadership is certainly progressing, you know, with House and Senate Democrats and Republicans and the governor. The long and short is that, you know, we have not passed our state budget yet. And last year it went on until November. And, you know, certainly a lot of school districts and some counties were starting to feel the pinch for not having the funding coming from the state. And I know our folks in Franklin County have always been very good stewards of their money and, you know, we're able to weather that. But, you know, there's certainly a lot of parts of the Commonwealth that were, you know, starting to really struggle there. So I'm optimistic that we can get everything wrapped up here in the next week or so. And in that way, you know, again, there isn't that pending budget fiasco hanging over our counties and our school districts. So but, you know, the problem is that, you know, the governor proposed a $53.26 billion budget that relied primarily on raiding our rainy day fund, our state savings account, not because that there's any sort of catastrophe going on or any sort of issues about whether or not, you know, there's an economic downturn or a major issue. It's just because we're spending more money than we take in. And that's a major issue for me. You know, the rainy day fund exists as our savings account and our buffer so that when tragedy strikes, we don't have to go back to, you know, Joe taxpayer and ask for more. So to raid that and to take it away is absolutely a non-starter for me. And I think it is for a lot of folks because they understand that if we keep pace with the level of spending that the governor has been proposing and will continue to propose, it is unsustainable and any tax increases in the near future for you know, Pennsylvanians. So, you know, trying to avoid that, we're making the hard decisions now, make those tough decisions now, so that we're not in a bind, we're not in a pinch, and we don't have to go back, you know, to the citizens of Pennsylvania and ask for more whenever we should have just been doing our jobs in the first place. So I think it's really the main sticking point here is just trying to get the governor's spend number as low as possible, you know, to something that is reasonable. I mean, when we have a $6 billion deficit, you know, it's unsustainable to continue to spend at those levels. So I'm hopeful that, again, you know, cooler heads will prevail and we should have something here in the next week or so. And that is a responsible budget. That is balanced as required by the Constitution, and it does not put Pennsylvanians in a precarious situation. You know, we've been fortunate that a lot of the things that, you know, as House Republicans we pushed for last year that were enacted in the budget, like eliminating Pennsylvania's participation in the regional greenhouse gas initiative, has actually had the effect of growing our economy. And our revenues are $1 billion over projections. So, you know, there are Republican policies that work, that grow our economy, that bring in additional revenue that doesn't require us to raise taxes. You know, a growing economy naturally allows for, you know, increased revenues. So, I mean, there are things that we have done to grow the economy, but, you know, continuing the deficit spend will have some very long-term and very serious negative consequences for all of us.
And we'll see where that turns out in the next couple of weeks. But right now, it is the July 4th weekend, and it is a special July 4th. This Independence Day is our 250th birthday. What are you doing to celebrate?
Yeah, so, you know, 250 is a huge, huge milestone for our country, right? And, you know, there's been a lot of activity in Franklin County last night. Ebenezer Church over in Greencastle had a 250th celebration. I was fortunate enough to participate and speak in that one. Tomorrow night, the borough of Waynesboro down there. I call it the old CVS parking lot behind the post office. Be a big celebration reading of the Declaration of Independence. I'll be down there as well, helping to celebrate 250 in Waynesboro, as well as the parade on Saturday. So, you know, lots of great activities. The Waynesboro Jubilee is always a great place to stop and visit. You know, fireworks and, you know, in Waynesboro and Greencastle, I believe Mercersburg as well. You know, there's just so much to do, you know, a great opportunity to celebrate, you know, 250 years of freedom and independence, and, you know, what our founding fathers really had fought for. You know, as well as an opportunity to spend some time with some family in our community. So I'm really, despite the temperatures, very much looking forward to this weekend here, and just, you know, participating in this milestone anniversary for our country.
Happy birthday, America. This has been Checking In with State Representative Chad Reichard. Tune in for another episode next week.